DeSantis knocks media over masking outrage hypocrisy. You only care about it if it's people you don't like. By Hannah Blow on February 10, 2021. Governor Ron DeSantis, R., blasted the establishment media on Wednesday after they continued to question him on maskless Super Bowl celebrations. Noting that his critics are selective, only seeming to care about proper masking if the violators are people they don't like. You guys really love that. You don't care as much if it's a peaceful protest. Then it's fine, DeSantis told reporters on Wednesday. You don't care as much if they're celebrating a Biden election. You only care about it if it's people you don't like. I'm a Bucks fan. I'm damn proud of what they did on Sunday night, he added. DeSantis's claim of selective outrage from members of the establishment media holds true. As Democrat officials largely praised, and in some cases participated in, the mass protests that dominated U.S. cities last year following the death of George Floyd. Similarly, Democrats flocked to the streets in November after the mainstream media declared President Biden the winner of the 2020 presidential election. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, was among prominent pro-maskers who tossed his own purported beliefs to the wayside, lowering his mask as he celebrated Biden's victory with a large crowd of Biden supporters in New York City, once the U.S. epicenter of the Chinese coronavirus. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, D., engaged in a similar manner as well. While the Democrats faced little to no backlash from the establishment media for their own maskless celebrations last year, DeSantis came under fire over his own maskless Super Bowl moment on Sunday. Someone said, "Hey, you were at the Super Bowl without a mask. But how the hell am I going to be able to drink a beer with a mask on?" DeSantis said, according to Politico's Mark Caputo. "Come on. I had to watch the Bucks win." Unlike blue state governors, DeSantis has not issued a statewide mask mandate in the Sunshine State. As Breitbart News reported this week, based on the figures, it would seem Florida is faring just as well as blue states, if not better, while simultaneously allowing its residents to enjoy as much personal freedom as possible.